I don't know if it's the right thing to do, Violet said. But Count Olaf captured Sunny, and we might have to capture someone ourselves in order to stop him. Klaus nodded solemnly. We'll fight fire, he said, with fire.
Then we better get started, Quigley said, and stood up.
When the sun rises, we can light the verdant flammable devices with the mirror again, like we did when we were signalling Sunny. If we want the pit to be ready by dawn, Violet said, we'll have to dig all night.
Where shall we put the pit? Klaus asked.
In front of the entrance, Violet decided. Then we can hide behind the arch when Esme approaches.
How will we know when she's fallen in? Quigley asked, if we can't see her.
We'll hear it, Violet replied. We'll hear the breaking of the wood, and Esme might scream.
Klaus shuddered. That's not going to be a pleasant sound.
We're not in a pleasant situation, Violet said,
and the eldest Baudelaire was right. It was not pleasant to kneel down in front of the ruined library entrance and dig through the ashes and dirt with their bare hands by the light of two flashlights, as all four draughts of the valley blew around them. It was not pleasant for Violet and her brother to carry the dirt away in the pitcher, while Quigley tied his rope to the iron archway so they could climb in and out as the pit grew bigger and deeper, like an enormous dark mouth, opening wider and wider to swallow them whole. It was not even pleasant to pause and eat a carrot to keep up their energy, or to gaze at the shiny white shape of the frozen waterfall as it glinted in the moonlight, imagining Esme Squalor, lured by the smoke of the verdant flammable devices, approaching the ruined headquarters to become their prisoner. But the least pleasant part of the situation wasn't the cold dirt, or the freezing winds, or even their own exhaustion, as it grew later and later, and the children dug deeper and deeper. The least pleasant part was the idea, shared by the two Baudelaires and their new friend, that they might be doing a villainous thing. The siblings were not sure if digging a deep pit to trap someone, in order to trade prisoners with a villain, was something that their parents or any other volunteers would do. But with so many of the VFD secrets lost in the ashes, it was impossible to know for sure, and this uncertainty haunted them with every pitcherful of dirt, and every climb up the rope, and every piece of weakened wood they laid on top of the pit to hide it from view. As the first rays of the morning sun appeared on the misty horizon, the elder Baudelaires gazed up at the waterfall. At the summit of the Mortmain Mountains, they knew, was a group of learning the location of the last safe place. But as Violet and Klaus lowered their gaze to their own handiwork and looked at the dark, deep pit Quigley had helped them dig, they could not help wondering if there were also a group of villains at the bottom of the slippery slope. As they looked at the villainous thing they had made, the three volunteers could not help wondering if they were villains too. And this was the least pleasant feeling in the world.
How do you slow this thing down?